This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you have any, because I was saying this to Crowder, do you have any real expectations for the Heat for the remaining games this season? I've been saying kind of, I feel like Tyler Hero winning the three-point contest is going to end up having been the highlight of the season. I'm not expecting much other than a meandering, mediocre team for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and yet I also think that because the weight of expectations is kind of gone, maybe there's a chance to take some joy in whatever small victories you have along the way. And, you know, if they're able to get a sixth seed and find a way to squeeze out a first-round series, like whatever it is. I mean, I do think that, you know, as long as Jimmy Butler has been here, there's been the feeling that, hey, it's make a run to the finals or bust. And so now let's just see. But no, I think smart money is on them either not even making the playoffs or, you know, maybe fighting out of the play-in round and getting knocked out in the first round. And yet, you know, that does kind of leave open the possibility for a pleasant surprise. And it's kind of been a minute. You know, if you go back, obviously they make the run as the eighth seed to the NBA Finals, and that would certainly be considered a pleasant surprise by most. But I also think that going into that season, I mean, you've got Jimmy Butler, so you're kind of thinking that you've got a shot at a run. So, you know, maybe there is a world where the young guys and the new additions put it all together, but I'm with you. I'm not putting money on it. Let's put it that way.
Clay, not the expectations, but you know Spo is going to try to do something. Like, I don't know. Do you really like give Khalil Ware a bunch of minutes to see what he has? Like him and Jaime Jaquez Jr., where Andrew Wiggins fits. Like, is there something to figure out now so that you know in 2026, like, okay, we need this guy, this piece? Or is like kind of what you're saying? Like, let's go out there and see if we can shock the world.
It's going to be a combination of both, and I don't think Eric Spoelstra is wired to where he's strictly going to be looking at the future. I also think that there's a world where both can happen, and you're going for it as much as you can, because when you look at this roster, short of playing somebody like Terry Rozier a lot of minutes, pretty much everybody that you've got left, you can make a reasonable case for being a part of your future. You know, I'm talking about the major guys in the rotation. So, you know, if you can find a way to, you know, both grow those young guys, but also understanding that Nikola Jovic can be a big part of what you're doing right now, will be a big part of what you're doing right now. Obviously, Bam, Tyler, same deal. Khalil Ware is starting for a reason. I think they're trying to figure out just how those puzzle pieces fit together. And so it's almost like, Channing, for the first time in a long time, they're kind of being forced to do both. And I do think that's a good thing, if you're willing to embrace it and just understand that at the end of all this, it's probably not going to be Miami Heat standing and holding the Larry O'Brien trophy this season.
And you brought up Terry. I was going to ask about Terry Rozier. Did we buy a lemon? Did somebody get over on us? Did Charlotte get over on us with Terry?
You know, I it's hard because at this point it's second guessing, especially because I kind of liked the deal in the moment. And yet it certainly looks like the fit is not there. And they keep trying. And I don't think it's because anybody is doing anything wrong. I just think that when you're looking at Terry Rozier and what he brings and what Tyler Hero has started to bring for this team. There's just too much overlap there, and Tyler's doing it a lot better. And so it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to give Rozier a bunch of minutes. And then if you try to bring him off the bench and do something similar, you can end up shooting your way out of games. And so I would really like to see moving forward. I mean, maybe you bring Davion Mitchell off the bench and kind of lean into defense a little bit with that second unit. I just feel like at this point with all the young guys, it just doesn't make sense to me to play Rozier a whole lot. And I hate feeling like I'm picking on somebody. And yet when you look at the rest of the roster, you can make a legitimate case for why pretty much everybody else could get minutes.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.